this passage where it seems that God is rewarding those who work very little as well as those who work for a long, long time. Just doesn't seem right, does it? Let's put that passage aside for one moment. If we judged, as we do in this world, by our exams and the tests that we do and our careers and the hierarchies that we set up, if we judge by worldly standards, who would be first? Who would be first in the kingdom of God if we just judged by worldly standards? Well, this is where I need your help again, children, because I want someone to play me, to be me. And they're going to sit on this little throne up here. And they're going to just pretend to be me. I don't think they have to say very much, if anything at all. But they're just going to sit and act like me. It doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy. It doesn't matter. That's fine. But Theo, your hand was up very quickly. So please take a seat as me. Now, I want you to imagine that Theo is me. And Theo was me many, many years ago. So Theo has... my name, Richard, as you know. And I grew up in a Christian family. So there I am. I'm in a Christian family. And at the age of 15, I was confirmed as a Christian. And I think that was in 1983, something like that, in Beckenham. Can't think of the name of the church now, which is embarrassing in itself, but I was confirmed, and there I am. I've been a Christian for 32 years. Now that number 32, that seems like a long, long time, and it is halfway towards an Australian innings, which is just extraordinary in itself. I do apologise. That's the last reference, but. So 30. I'm a Christian. I'm a leader. I've been blessed. I've worked in schools and then I've led schools. So I am a leader. And here I am again at the front of the church under the spotlights, and I'm leading. And it seems like God has given me the right to be first in the kingdom of God. The right to just go right to the front. If there was a queue, I should be at the front. Surely, I've done everything. Short of being the Archbishop of Canterbury. But God doesn't judge us like that, does he? Not at all. So, that first slide, please. Think I'm first? Absolutely not. And none of us should have that mentality. It's absurd. Even on worldly levels, although you'd be surprised, it seems, by our television and everything that we see around us, they would judge, oh, that person's first, they're better. But even on the worldly standards, doesn't that smack of huge arrogance? So I'm sorry, Mr. T or Richard, it's not you. Come back down. Perhaps we could have the next slide up, please. Who would, of the children, who would like to come up and pretend to be the whole church building? And everyone in it, and everyone in other churches in Crowborough and up and down the land, who's going to represent the church across the world? Who's going to represent the church? Lovely. What's your name?
Heidi.
Heidi's going to represent the church. So, Heidi, if you could just come and... Oh, well done. Yep, brilliant. And so, there we go. Heidi in her fantastic yellow dress there on a gorgeous summer day. She represents God's church on earth. So we're first, aren't we? We've come here today, and we could be out celebrating. Oh no, I thought there was going to be no more references to the ashes. But we could be celebrating, couldn't we? That this is our holiday. We've worked all week. We deserve a rest, don't we? Here we are. What a great smile. And here we are. We're all smiling. We're all happy. We're in the sun. And surely it's going to be us first. All God's people first. That's it, isn't it? But no, God doesn't say that. God says something completely different. And we will come and pick up our Bibles in a few minutes. But sorry, Heidi, it's not us. So do you want to step down very carefully? Well done. Good. Good grips on the bottom of those shoes there. So, and then the next slide, please. What about that person who just creeps in at the back of church, isn't full of God's love in a very obvious way to other people, maybe sits at the back, but I'm not looking at the back row at the moment, maybe sits at the back, just sort of sidles in and thinks, I'm going to do God's will, but I'm not going to do it in a way that God tells me, which is wrong, which is to stand before everyone else and pray very loudly on a street corner and get everyone to look at me. But I'm just going to humbly, quietly, modestly, not in a show-offy way, just quietly come in, say my prayers. I know the church can get into a muddle about certain things at some times, but I know the doctrine of the creed, and I know that Christ is my Saviour. And then just creep out at the end of the church service. And perhaps that's you. It might not be congregations across the world where perhaps they're more open and demonstrative and less reserved, maybe less British. But maybe deep down, very deep down, we think we've lived a humble life. We don't put ourselves first. We know that God has said the first will be last. And almost without thinking, subconsciously, we've gone to the back of the queue. But deep down we think, but that means we'll be first. That's how God wants to welcome us. He does want to welcome us with a humble heart. Big word here, children, but contrite heart. That means a heart that shows that we know that we're in the wrong. But their feelings, their faith perhaps doesn't go deep enough. And this is where we turn to the Bible. If you do have a Bible in front of you, and thank you very much for collecting all those Bibles earlier, children. It's good. If you want a Bible, you're very welcome to have one. But if you could turn to the Bible, and it's page 20 of the New Testament. There we go. Look at all these young readers. That's fantastic. Page 20, New Testament. And it says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. So the kingdom of heaven, this is about the kingdom of heaven. I've heard this sermon preached where it's been preached as though if you're a very young Christian and you've been a Christian all your life, don't think you'll be first in front of the Christian who just became a Christian almost on their deathbed. But I've been told, and I've thought that too, but I've been told to look deeper into this passage. And it's not that. At least, this is what God seems to be telling us. If you go back one verse, and perhaps we'll all read it together. It's actually chapter 19. It's still on page 20. Chapter 19. And it's verse 30. So the very last verse, and together, could we read it? But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. And then we go to the very last line of the passage that was brilliantly read for us this morning. Now that's chapter 20, verse 16. And together, so the last will be first, and the first will be last. And then my favorite verse of all. And perhaps if you could just follow this time. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? Let's go back to Theo. He was here. He was pretending to be me, and I thought I should be first because I've been a Christian for 32 years-ish, and I'm leading at the front. Then we go to... who was next? Was it Heidi? Then we go to Heidi, who thought, well, with the church, we should be first. And it does say we belong to God. As a church, we belong to God. And then we go to the person who just creeps in at the back and thinks they're just put themselves at the back because then maybe they go to the front. God sees into our hearts. And listen again. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? I've been so envious of people at the front. I've been so envious of those that seem to have a successful life. I've been so envious of those that seem to be first. But God says, forget all of that, Richard. It doesn't help. What helps is this, and I love this part. I love this. You belong to me. That's what God is saying. So you don't worry. You belong to me. As you get older, you give more and more and more to God, and God takes care of the rest. So we don't look around the world and go, oh, they're really good at maths. Oh, I'm really bad at running. Oh, they're really confident at the front. Oh, I'm really bad at making friends. Oh, they're really brave. We don't do that. Instead, God is telling us, well, you belong to me. And I belong to you. So when that happens, we instead should turn back to the Bible and turn back to Jesus' teaching and turn back to Jesus' life and then pray. And say, God, I know the first will be last and the last will be first. But I don't truly understand. Teach me how to lead my life. And that's what we're going to pray now. Close your eyes, please. Bow your heads. Loving Father, I know the first will be last and the last will be first. But I don't really understand. Teach me what it means. Tell me once again. Prompt me because I belong to you and no one else and nothing else. In Jesus' name, amen. Children, you've been